Randy Schaefer. He is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Randy, how are you?
Very good, Tony. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. I know that you have some interesting news to share with us, and I know you'll want to talk about an important meeting that will involve the Ingham County Road Commission. So I give you the microphone.
Thank you very much. Jim Benjamin, who was really discharged unlawfully and by false accusations, is filing a lawsuit against the Ingham County Board of Road Commissioners and Commissioner Deb Dillion on civil rights complaints for discrimination, false accusations, false charges, all of which have proven to be false. Tonight at County Services, there are four resolutions, everything from asking Shirley Rogers to resign to dissolving the Road Commission and everything in between, and I think most, if not all four of those, will pass. There will be several people speaking that are going to review a lot more information about the meddling and interference and outright deception by the commissioners who often have complained to you about not fair coverage. And it's going to be very interesting. I have never seen this level of politics since being in office for 27 years. And just the outright deception and dishonesty is amazing to me. Meanwhile, you were talking about snow tonight and crises. We don't have a director of operations because Jim Benjamin was that person and he was terminated. And not only is this personal to me, the way they treat a quality employee, but also the concern for public safety and what a real job is as elected officials. And as you know, I've talked to you many times, Tony. I've been very frustrated in the past and very upset about this, but I think the tide has finally changed and there's enough information out there to show that we were correct in making the statements we made and trying to make corrections on the Road Commission.
Well, it's been interesting. We've been following this story from day one, and as more information comes out, it seems like your side gets a little bit more support. And at first it appeared that this was divided along, this issue was had division along party lines. But now it seems that Democrats are crossing over to believe that some changes need to be made.
Well, that's absolutely true. I think when we started, there are only four Republicans, 12 Democrats. We function very independently as Republicans, which is good because we can call it as we see it. They always need to huddle, and they want to protect themselves a little bit. But as it gets messier and messier, people start stepping away. Mark Grebner has just been furious. He's been board chair and a longest-serving member. He's been furious with the Road Commission for many years and the appointment process. Andy Shore, of course, introduced a resolution to dissolve him. He's a Democrat running for state rep. We've got, matter of fact, I think the only person supporting her position, Deb Dillion's position, is Deb Dillion. The others have all seen that what we said was true. And, of course, you know, when somebody's being called on something, politicians, they try to say, well, this is a partisan issue or this or that. Tony, you know, the people who raise the issue represent the overwhelming majority of the service area. And we just wanted people to be safe and take care of the business of the Road Commission. None of it's personal. And we had nothing to gain other than our obligation to represent the citizens who elected us.
All right. From what you know, how many of the commissioners support your position in getting rid of Shirley Rogers?
I think tonight will be interesting at County Services. That committee has seven people on it, and I think that some of those resolutions are going to pass overwhelmingly.
All right. I'm sure you're...
And Shirley Rogers, actually, Tony, has been asked by several communications, not Shirley, Commissioner Deb Dillion, who chairs the committee, and actually tried to set the agenda and steer it away from dealing with the issues. There are communications asking her to step aside tonight and not have a part in the discussion because of her obvious conflicts of interest.
You're speaking of Deb Dillion has been asked to step aside, and how did she respond to that?
It's going to be interesting tonight to see if she does. I think she's going to take the same position of Shirley Rogers, where I'm just doing what's right and I'm not moving. And, you know, some people would rather have total destruction than admit, you know, maybe perhaps I was wrong. Perhaps I need to step back and say I'm sorry and let's move on.
Do you think this is going to cost Deb De Leon her position come election time?
She will have several primary opponents. That's already been raised. She has been meddling and alienated virtually every countywide elected official who's also a Democrat, people in her party, some of the labor people. No party wants to see this kind of embarrassment emerge, especially since they were given false information and misled. Tony, we had one commissioner 6 years ago who was caught with open alcohol in a car and had his daughter on his lap, and he was arrested for drunk driving. He was immediately asked to resign his position in law enforcement, and he sought not to run for office again because it was embarrassing to the party. But that was personal. You know, he did something personally. What Commissioner De Leon did here affects the whole county and the safety and the well-being, and Jim Benjamin has the basis for a lawsuit that will be hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that it costs taxpayers.
To be fair to Shirley Rogers and Deb De Leon, and they have an open line onto the show. We've invited them on quite frequently recently, and they've declined to come on in the past. We have had interviews with both. But to be fair to them, they are still steadfast in their positions that they are trying to seek equity and equality for people of color and all people and all genders, and making sure that the Road Commission is fair and just in who it hires and who it promotes, and making sure that there is equal division, if you will, as when it comes to the population, and making sure that the workforce shows that too when it comes to who is on the workforce. How would you respond to that?
Well, very simply, no matter who applies for a position, they have to have the qualifications for the position. Jim Benjamin was recommended by the unions, by the workers that he worked with. He has overwhelming support because of his extensive background. Shirley and Deb have a friend they wanted promoted who doesn't have near the qualifications, and since then they have gone nuts on the issue. Now, the vast majority of the service area is more than represented. We have many black employees, African-American, and many Hispanic, and many others. So the Ingham County Road Commission, actually in a service area, has far more representation than what they're talking about. I think the real issue is they are control freaks. Shirley has always wanted to be in control as Deb De Leon. And if they don't get their way, the anger and animosity toward other people is just unbelievable. And, you know, it's time that people stand up to them and say, look, you're wrong. This is an important job. Safety of people is at stake. If we get highly qualified people, we interview them, and we're going to take the best candidate. I think that issue that they're trying to use is so phony that one can see right through it. If anything, it creates more hostility because it looks like you know, you're going to get a promotion, you're going to go someplace just because Deb De Leon wants you to or Shirley Rogers wants you to, and the morale in the workforce would be absolutely destroyed when that starts happening.
Did you see this coming? Deb De Leon was president of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Shirley Rogers has been with the Lansing School District School Board. Did you see this type of the way they choose to manage and function? Did you see this coming?
6 years ago, I served as vice chair pro tem and worked with Commissioner De Leon when she was chair. And when they start talking about eliminating rural road patrol and doing this and that, I caught bits and pieces of it, and I alerted the townships about the issue. And she would be absolutely furious because I did that, even though that was part of the planning process, because I would alert people ahead of time about what's coming down the road. And later she cut me out of any participation in the county government. I also know Shirley Rogers' background, and many of us, strongly advised against her appointment. She did not live in the service area. She's very controversial, and she certainly doesn't have any knowledge about roads and maintenance and construction. So why would we put somebody there who just is an angry person? When you appoint people or you're a coach, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. And if you don't do that, you're going to fail. And you have to recognize that you bring in talent that's going to enhance your position and make you better. And when we fail to do that, we fail also, and we fail the citizens of Ingham County.
All right, Randy, before I let you go, you mentioned that the first snow of the season is coming and that Jim Benjamin won't be there to direct. From your perspective, will Ingham County's Road Commission be able to handle this without him?
They will do probably about 30% of the quality that they without him. When he is there, he is so well respected on the roads, directs traffic. You know, we have three different garages, and he has people going, and a 1 degree difference in temperature and humidity makes difference between black ice and the conditions are okay. And Jim always called those. He was a 40-hour salaried employee. He constantly worked 60, 65 hours because he loves the county and loved his job. And to see a person treated like this just really bothers me. It's like I said before, I've seen plenty of examples of bullying and nastiness in schools, and that's a constant issue, but to see that go on at the county level with adults, just to me, it's unconscionable. I'm going to keep raising the issue, Tony. I'm going to keep fighting the issue and trying to make it right. And I don't care what Commissioner DeLeon or Rogers says. They have no business interfering, and we need better for the people of Ingham County, wherever they live.
All right, Randy, we will continue to follow the story. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.